Know that some of the material heard here may be deemed inappropriate for some listeners. If you feel you may be offended, please tune out now.
It's KUCI 88.9 FM. My name is Sean Boy Walton, one of my many aliases, and it's Play It As It Lays, freeform programming every Tuesday night, 10 to midnight, right here on KUCI. And I have a special guest on the show this evening. Mark, it's the blue one right there. There you go.
How you doing?
Mark, how do you pronounce your last name?
Willett. Yeah.
Okay. Good thing I asked first. I would have put the accent somewhere different, maybe.
That's fine.
Mark Willett. He's one of the many contributors to a music blog called Music for Robots. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, I brought Mark on today, and it's not something that I usually talk about when I'm on the air, but I happen to be involved with one of these little blogs, too. And I actually, Mark, and I definitely want to get to how you started Music for Robots, but
right.
I started doing 3Hive just sitting here as I'm playing all these new bands, mm-hmm. and I'm realizing, man, all these bands have MP3s, these new bands, and... So then I started putting them up on my playlist, and I started linking to them from my playlist, kind of like this, you know, and I had no idea what I was doing. Like, oh, they have an MP3, I'm going to link to it on my playlist.
Right,
and then
right.
it hit me, what if there was a whole site that was just links to these great songs from these cool bands that nobody's heard about?
Yeah.
And I thought I had stepped on, you know, I'm like, whoa, I looked around and nobody else seemed to be doing it.
There wasn't much of it, yeah.
But little did I know, there was a few other folks,
yeah.
you know, doing the same thing. How did Music for Robots come about?
It started out because I moved to Southern California from the East Coast. I was living in Boston. I left a bunch of friends behind, and it was a way for us to keep in touch, swapping music, because we were always, you know, back when we lived on the East Coast, I'd go down to their house, swap records all night, and that was just sort of something we did. And then this way, be like, oh, I got this new band, like, check out this MP3. And, you know, vice versa. And it started out, like, we really did a lot of vinyl and, like, a lot of dance tracks and stuff early on, because that's sort of what we were into. But over time, people started paying attention. We got more and more promos and things like that, and it just sort of evolved into what it is now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, and that's kind of the same thing, because the friends that I started doing it with, we were just, because we always used to trade mixtapes, you know,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once or twice a year, and we just thought, oh, this is excellent. Whenever somebody asks us, what are you listening to, just point them to the site.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
just make it easier. So, but yeah, and I think both of our sites started kind of going at the same time. And I had never even heard of an MP3 blog. I didn't even know what it was.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sure that was the same for you. And then all of a sudden, it just started going, they started breeding. Like,
oh, I stopped keeping track because
yeah.
there's too many of them.
No, it's kind of out of control right now. But so anyways, I invited Mark down, and we're gonna play some music and you know, just talk about some of the tunes that we're into, and well, Mark will give you the first shot at this here tonight.
All right, coming up, we got Bird Monster. It's a 4-piece from San Francisco. I don't really know what to say about them. It's kind of like, people say it's like Sparta a little bit. But these guys they're more like Bruce Springsteen, which is going to sound weird, only because when you see them live, like, they play like, you know, their lives depend on it, you know, and
yeah.
there's a lot of swagger, and they just sweat it all out, and it's really a great live show.
Nice. Yeah, and I know there's lots of folks interested in them now.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah.
And well, let's do it. What's the track called here?
This is the first track off their EP. It's called The Resurrection Song.
All right, it's on KUCI. Play It As It Lays.
We'll be right back. sun had set and then the rain was getting heavy, but there ain't no sense in soaking inside. And so I said, these are the days I'm gonna go to show that no one's getting lonely, they're just getting along. You're going crazy trying to be the one to save me, baby.
KUCI, Play It As Lays. That's music from Mazarin. The song is called The New American Apathy. The album is We're Already There. And I believe they're from Philadelphia. And they're on a little label called Eye and Ear Records out of Brooklyn. It's just one of the... And they're actually going to come to town. I'm trying to get them to play here live on at the station. They're going to be out here like December 19th or something.
Cool.
And then before that, was it Speaker? Yes, yeah, Speaker. That band's from Seattle area, little trio, and this is an EP, 3-song EP, and that was Statues and Shadows. And then Mark from Music for Robots started the show and the set off with
Bird Monster Resurrection Bird Monster. Song.
Excellent, and they have a show coming up like in
Monday night, in
Monday
San Francisco.
Night. Yeah, we're talking about that. Now you were telling me off air that you had just heard the EP, and you put a show together for them.
Right, I brought them down. They sent me the EP. I listened to it. I loved it. I said I got to get these guys to play, and I set up a show for them at Spaceland up in Silver Lake, but I'd never seen them before, so I didn't know what to expect. And they just totally blew me away. It's 4 kids, and they just sweat it all out there. Like, it was unbelievable. And it was a Monday night. Or a Sunday night, like a total dead night, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something like that. And you know, it's Spaceland. People are sitting at the bar, not paying attention to the music. And then all of a sudden, everybody comes over, and it's like, "Who's this band? Like, where'd they come from?"
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really was something.
So you gambled.
I totally
and it worked
gambled.
Out.
I totally gambled because, like, I brought like A&R people and stuff. Like, "Oh, you got to see this band." Totally talked up this game, like I knew what I was talking about, and it worked. Because I brought some bands out to play that totally sucked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely a brave man to put on shows, because that's not really that fun.
It's not. And the shows that we've been booking have been at CineSpace in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and it's just too big.
Yeah.
It's like a 600-seat venue.
Oh, yeah.
Which is enormous. And like the bands I'm booking, you know, I want like 60 to 100 people.
Right, you know? Yeah, a nice little intimate affair.
Yeah.
That's why I like doing the show here, Mark. See, I invite the band, have them on. We have maybe like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
That's my idea for a show.
Yeah.
Cool. So Mark from Music for Robots sitting in, doing some guest DJing here. Mark, and I wanted to talk about maybe a little bit about how you do things on Music for Robots. You guys basically put whatever you want up there, you know, any kind of music you're digging on. Have you gotten much flack from any of the labels or the artists?
We haven't gotten any flack at all. The only time we ever had a problem was when Sub Pop sent us the newest Low record, Great Destroyer.
Right.
And we put up a track, and they were like, "Oh, my God, thank you so much for putting this up. But can you use a different MP3? Because they had put like Monkey as a single. We didn't like that one. And we were just kind of like, "Man, whatever. We'll just take it down."
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing. You know, and now we're sort of at a point where it's like you expect, if a label's sending us something, they know what we're going to do with it.
Right. Well, I actually just talked to a label that will remain unnamed this week, because they don't do MP3s. They don't mm-hmm. make MP3s available. And on our site, 3Hive, I just decided to just stick to the MP3s that the band or the label makes available.
Right.
Partly because I didn't want the hassle. You know, I didn't want anybody to shut it down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it came to that. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to find that stuff and kind of constricting ourselves, we might find things that we otherwise wouldn't.
Right.
So I'm always like pitching labels, come on, host an MP3.
Yeah.
And they won't. And then I'm like, well, so what do you do when other sites do this? I'm like, well, like they go, like for Music for Robots, we just turn a blind eye. And I'm like, all right.
It's true. It's totally true. Cause you know, I'll pitch a label and be like, "Hey, I wanna, you know, put up this new record," and it'll be like, "You didn't get it from us," you know?
Right.
And cause they want the promotion, but they don't want to tell their lawyers about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Which it's so ridiculous, I can't even see
yeah.
straight with, and especially, you know, cause most of these blogs, the good ones, will put up like one track or something.
That's not
like they're putting
That's
the whole record.
Yeah.
The same label told me that they sent out their record and some kid emailed them and said, yeah, I reviewed the album on the website. And so they went to it and like the whole album's up there, you know, and it's like, sorry, you're going to have to take that down. But
we got way more respect than that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Because I mean, I know so many people in bands, so many musicians that like, I don't want to be squandering there.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Whatever money they can get.
Well, that's good. So that, yeah, it's interesting. Everybody, yeah, they're just turning a blind eye.
They are. Maybe someday it'll bite us in, but I don't know. Right now it seems to be going fine.
And yeah.
We're coming up on, it'll be 2 years in April that we've been doing it.
Cool.
So like we're like a year and a half or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, and the thing is, you know, how long do you usually keep tracks up there for?
A week.
So, you know, by the time their lawyers figured out it's gone. And
it's off the first, the front page in a week anyway.
Yeah.
You know, even if the file's around, nobody's going to find it.
Yeah. Well, let's go to your next record here.
This is Stratagem. These guys, this is a three-piece from Pasadena, some local boys. And there's a girl in the band too. And some young guys, they do sort of a electronic pop guitar stuff. It's
okay.
Really good. This is off their this is their first full length. They had an EP that came out last year and they're already working on another EP. This one just came out in October.
Excellent. So it's a Stratagem and this track is called Scripts. And it's Mark's pick from Music for Robots, my guest on Play It As It Lays on KUCI in Irvine.
On and on. Do you remember a time when
KUCI, Play It As A Lays. My guest tonight, Mark from Music for Robots, and we're getting to one of his picks right now. Well, let's talk about the other ones. I was just going to go right into the next song,
right,
but we'll just hold off just a second. That was The Morning After Girls, and they're from Australia. And this is, I think it's a couple EPs put together. It's called Prelude, EPs 1 and 2.
Right.
And that was a track called Run for Our Lives. And then Mark did Death from Above, 1979.
Right. It was the from their new remix record called Romance, Bloody Romance. Just came out this week. The song is Black History Month, the Alan Brax and Fred Falk remix.
Excellent. Good track.
Recognize it as, you
know. I love that band. I saw them at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Oh, man. Great live
show. This year. Was it this year? Yeah, yeah.
For two guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of two guys.
Yes.
The one thing that one of us should play tonight is the L-1011.
Yeah,
too.
I didn't bring it with me, but I'm sure you probably have a copy.
I think we have a copy. We should definitely put that on.
And one of my favorite bands.
They'll be
playing South by Southwest this year on the Bar None Showcase.
That's right.
They're now on a label.
I was going to surprise you and bring in, because I had them play on my show. We recorded the show, and I was going to bring that in, but I spaced it.
I'd love to hear it. I'll have to make you a copy.
There's
some songs that they play live that aren't on their record that I don't have copies of.
Yeah.
And have you heard, did they cover Paranoid Android?
They did not.
Oh,
I would have remembered that.
I had them play CineSpace one time, and they played that, and like people were going banana, like kicking over chairs
awesome.
And screaming. And, you know,
nice.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, really, why I invited you in here is because, I want to get stuff like this. We're just comparing notes here. Mark's going, wait, did you get this? And wait, what's that? And who sent you that? So
yeah, basically,
we want to, you know, we're just trying to steal each other's secrets. We just want to hear more music. And
yeah.
That's what it comes down to. I'm a total music geek.
Yeah. Oh,
I can tell you are too. So we don't care where it comes from. We just want good stuff.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell us about this next song.
This is something that just came in the mail this weekend. It's called Songs from the Sixth Borough. And as far as I can tell, there's a zine in Philadelphia called Plane Parade. That put together, it's their 30-year anniversary, they put together this compilation. It's all current Philly bands covering older Philly band songs, and it goes all the way back to Philly Soul and Hall & Oates and the Dead Milkmen and stuff like that. And Ween is on there. And this particular one is a band called the A-Sides, and it's a cover of the Soul Survivors' Expressway to Your Heart, which is one of my all-time favorite Soul numbers.
Yeah, this is cool. I can't wait to hear this. All right, tonight we're doing Music for Robots versus 3Hive, and we're just geeking out together on some music that we're digging, and we'll continue with it. Oh, I should give out the number tonight, and I should sign up on IM if you want to reach out to Mark or I this evening. I don't know if you want to make a request, maybe something that you've read on either 3Hive or Music for Robots, you want to hear some more. Give us a call. The number is 949-824-5824. That's 949-UCI-KUCI. Or you could send me an AOL instant message. Just go to the KUCI site, kuci.org. Click on my show link, Play It As It Lays, and send me an email or instant message direct from my page. All right, to the A-Sides. Here we go, Mark. It's KUCI.
Shortcut I could take, but it seems like I made a mistake. I'm waiting in the pines. I'm waiting in the forest. Pylons at my side. The treasure lies before us. And so we started walking. We knew they couldn't harm us. And now the wind is crying. A misty morning dawn breaks. Walk back to the flats with gallons in our hands. We're working in the fields. We're working on the farms. We do just like our take that from us. And so we started driving. We had no choice to leave this. The bowl was left behind us. From Hooversville's before.
Some lovely guitar work in and up that song. That's Matt Costa, Sweet Thursday, from an EP, one of my picks, Sean, the Three Hive pick, and that's a track called, Sweet Thursday, I already said that. And then a couple from Music for Robots and Mark Willett. Mark, what did you play for us?
Before that one, we had The Action with a song called Something to Say, and that was... I forget the label that it's on. The album's called Rolled Gold, and it was supposed to come out in the 60s sometime, and it just never did. Somebody found the tapes, put it out in like 2002, 2003. Those are the best kind of...
Those just warm your heart.
Well, you know? I mean, because it fits right alongside, like, The Who and The Kinks, you know, in terms of like the sort of 60s mod stuff.
Right.
And it's not just like, you know, the lost masterpiece. It really is a good record.
Yeah, just good, solid record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the A-sides, the Philadelphia band before that.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, did you read Amoeba starting their own label?
I saw that.
And they're going to do like a Graham Parsons reissue or something. And
Yeah. It was like a live record.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
I do.
Little Amoeba just working it. you know, one thing we were kind of talking about off air I want to bring up is I think it was an NPR thing. I found it surfing on the web, and they were talking about, you know, which blog broke Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. And I think it was given credit to Said the Gramophone.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I think I had seen some other people before that. So I looked around. I'm like, sure enough, there was some other, like, Mystery and Misery, Jason, who does that blog.
Sure.
He had posted it. So there was a bunch of people who were kind of in there. And I'm just like, you know, what is this? And I know Said the Gramophone was one of the early ones.
Right.
You know, and respect to them. But it's just... It just was funny that way, you know?
Well, it's one of those, like, you can't really give credit to any, like, nobody really breaks a band on MP3 blog. And the other thing is that, you know, I'm sure you do too, I get emails every day from bands being like, oh, I want to send you my record. And I always, always say yes. Even if it's crap, because just maybe it sounds crap on my computer, it might sound awesome in my car. You never know. So I'll give anything a chance. And, you know, I saw all of this Clap Your Hands up blown up, and I'm like, wait, how come these guys never wrote to us? Like, did I miss the boat? What happened? And I went
searching
searching through my Gmail, and sure enough was an unanswered email from like June or late May from Tyler from Clap Your Hands being like, do you want to review a record? We'll Clap Your Hands say yeah. I'm like, oh man, I totally sailed before
that's so funny.
The chance to get on it.
Yeah, see, that's why you have to hit every email. Never know.
And I do too. But
yeah, you never
I ended
know.
Up meeting up with those guys. They opened up for the National at the Troubadour, and I worked the merch for the National. And they were super nice guys. And
excellent.
They put on a good show.
Yeah, you know. I haven't seen them yet. But
it's all right. The guy's voice kind of gets to me after a while. You know, I can't listen to the whole record all the way through.
Yeah,
but you know, whatever.
Hey, to each his own, you know, that's what I always say, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
I mean, music is so subjective, but that's what makes it great.
Right,
you know?
And that's why we don't do negative reviews. We only put up stuff that we like, because there's no point in making somebody feel bad for liking a record.
Exactly, and that's the same with us. A, why do we want to spend time even listening to something we don't like,
or,
you know, writing about it, and yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, one thing... When we started doing Three Hive, it was kind of cool because I was kind of sick of reading about music, and I thought, here's the internet.
Let's listen to it.
You know what I mean? Let's just, you know, give somebody something to sink their teeth into, and then just listen to it. Like, enough, you know, we have the internet. We don't have to, like, just read about it and go, huh, that reads like it might be interesting to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we just like it kind of quick and dirty and get right to the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go. We got about 10 minutes left in the hour. It's KUCI, Played as Lays. My name is Sean, and Mark Willett from Music for Robots is in studio, guest DJ. Mark, appreciate you coming down.
Sure. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for spending the time and sharing some music. And what do we – have we put in anything else?
I don't think we have. I don't think we have.
Well, you're up.
I think we've been hearing a lot of boys tonight, so let's put in
some ladies.
Yeah, let's do some of that. Why don't you put in track two? This is a band called Bodies of Water from Los Angeles. There's a husband and wife, and then another guy and a girl, and the band is sort of like a modern day Mamas and Papas thing going on.
Love the Mamas and Papas. That was my parents' first date, was a Mamas and Papas show.
No kidding.
Not kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon. You know, that's, I grew up hearing that story my whole life. So, all right, let's do it. It's KUCI, Play It As It Lays. Bodies of Water, right?
Bodies of Water.
Here we go.
Dear, when I touch your face, I can no longer hear. The sound
My pain, but freeze my brain. I'm a whistling man, a whistling boots. I play such in and let her loose. 'Cause when I weigh the girl, I know what I deserve. I take the main bite, but I always leave him in the morning light. I'm gonna wake up each morning. I'm a smiling man with a smiling lie. I place my sin around that. When I'm with my friends, it can be pretty tense. 'Cause what I do and what I say is not exactly the same. For God's sake, I need the time to restrain the lie. is my pain and frees my brain.
KUCI, Play It As A Lays. That's a track called Ease from Hannah Huckleberg on the Leaf label. And, you know, that's something I was out record shopping, and this, the album cover just jumped out at me. It's this hand-drawn font that's just all crazy and organic-like, and picked it up and loved the record. What do you know? I love judging books by their covers and finding something good. Let's see. And then before that, Mark did a track from Bodies of Water.
Bodies of Water, yeah.
You haven't seen them live yet?
I haven't yet, no.
Bodiesofwater.com is their website. Go there if you're interested in seeing when they're playing next. All right. My guest tonight, Mark Willett from Music for Robots. That's music.for-robots.com.
Yeah, it's a real pain in the butt, huh?
An MP3 music blog. And how often do you guys have like a few posts, two posts a day?
I try to post every day. And then my partner, Blair, in New York, he tries to post every day. And then we've got... anywhere between 4 and 6 other writers that will post like once a week.
Okay.
And so usually it'll end up being like 1 to 2, sometimes 3 posts a day.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just do 1 a day and...
It's hard, man.
Especially
when I'm working the 9 to 5, like, you know, because it was a while where I wasn't working and like it was
that's cake.
A lot easier.
Exactly.
But now, and like I can do it at work a little bit, but not really.
Right.
You know, and so like you really have to set aside time.
Yep.
You know, and I would post more if I had more good music to post. But right now it seems to be kind of a drought.
Yeah, I think it might just be that time of year where it's like nobody's pushing anything. It's kind of holding off. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's... I kept thinking, because we just do the kind of free and legal MP3s, right. I literally thought we would run out of MP3s. I'm like thinking, you know what? We might be shooting ourselves in the foot because we might run out of stuff.
Right. But the internet is a huge place, man.
It is.
And there are a lot. Look at MySpace. How many bands are on there?
Yep. You know? MySpace. That's a beast.
Don't get me started.
Let's actually take a break. It's KUCI 88.9 FM, Irvine. And we're going to take a quick break here and be right back with some more music and more thoughts from Mark. Stay tuned.
He would come home after a hard day and just start in on me, you know, like, hey, how was your day? How was school? What you got going on?